one of those basketball games as called by Ted Grizzard.
Billy Thompson's in the game. He was waiting for the photographers to come. He didn't want to show up till he got sure he got his picture in. Nykerk shot the ball. He's close to guarded by Jim Host. Now, Hugh Jones is on Billy Thompson. I think he took his ring off. Thompson attempted a pass in. It hit him right back in the face. That's that third basketball. Sullivan's getting pretty active now. He threw a shoulder block in there to Dave Heil. Jones is charging down four. They got a play set up, but it didn't work. Hugh Jones is at the end of the second quarter. That's quarter number two. And, man, this is a hard-fought deal. 10-10 here. That's several wounds and a nice hand from the audience. Is that going to be halftime? Is that halftime, Shive?
Well, it's a rest time. I'm sure that the contestants welcome it, don't you?
Thank you. I'm sure they do. So far, would you like to make any comment on the caliber of play here this evening, sir?
Well, Coach Rupp is watching this very closely because, you know, after all, the biggest job of a coach is recruiting. And he may get some prospects out here if he can get some lard off of some of them.
Swift Packing Company. There's another gentleman here tonight who is an authority on this fine game. And since there is outstanding talent here, we'll get him in just a minute. He's meeting some people. But I want to tell you that Army Goods Headquarters is our sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. Governor, you have played basketball. You have coached basketball. You have watched basketball. How about this affair? You
never seen anything like this before.
How about that? That one
broken leg count 3 points. Hey, old Wall's got endurance, though, hasn't he?
Did
you see him playing? Did you see him getting those rebounds off that board?
He's picking up players instead of the ball.
Yeah, he's so big that he can hold the ball out and nobody can get close to him.
Fine. Well, we've got a 10-10 score here at halftime. Would you like to make a prediction on the outcome after looking at
the last man that survives while his team will win. Hey, Rupp said we've been trying to red shirt him. I think now he ought to put red britches on him, and I don't see but one fella out there with red britches.
They won't let him play.
They won't let him play. But we've been calling for him. I think they're going to put him in.
Governor, I think you'll get him. Governor Chandler's been calling for Bill Hickey. Bill Hickey is the only man so far. He's got on long red underwear. I mean, long red. I don't know. Maybe it's a leotard he's wearing, but it's red. He may have cut himself. I don't know. They might be white. that might be white. Well, here it's halftime. I guess it's halftime. This is WVLK, and Army Goods Headquarters is mighty sorry they got mixed up in this. You know, they say the sponsor is glad to bring you this. I bet that guy's sick. He paid in advance, so we don't have to worry about it. Seriously, Army Goods Headquarters, 345 West Main, a pre-fire sale. And if you can think of anything more appropriate for this game than a pre-fire sale, buddy, name it, we'll be glad to send you something.
Ah, man, it's unbelievable. That's Ted Grizzard with the call of the game between the media and the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper, which leads us into this traffic report, a service of the Lexington Herald Leader. You ask for the Herald Leader, they'll give you the world. Here's Captain Tag.
All right, Captain Tag, we got quite a backup here this morning on Nicholasville Road at the Shawnee Town Light. That thing is backed up now to just almost Outland Drive. That's a heavy backup there. See no reason for it except just volume of traffic. Looks like both lanes are moving here. I don't see any obstruction to the traffic. Now, we've got a train coming in also. He's going to be at Scott Broadway there if he continues to move. He's right now coming in the yards from the north, so it looks like he's going to move on too. Expect the case to go down at Scott Broadway, Waller, and Rosemont. We've also got our slowdown over on Harrisburg Road at the Waller signal. It's down just around the corner on the Clay's Mills. 59 air traffic report.
We give you the most, give you the most. We've got you covered, covered like no other. Your Herald Leader today. Look inside and see what we can be. We've got you covered.
Call us today for efficient, dependable delivery.
In case you just joined us and are wondering what's going on this morning, this is the 37th birthday today of WVLK. Whether you're shopping for holiday fashions for yourself or for holiday giving, you can find just what you're looking for at Logan's of Midway, Georgetown, and Nicholasville. They have investment dressing for both men and women, like men's famous maker suits, usually $225 for just $159.90. Men's 100% wool or Dak wool blazers by Palm Beach, usually $145 for just $99. Fine men's corduroy slacks, usually simply $35, just $24.90. And pair up with solid color wool sweaters for only $19.90, usually $35. For you ladies, Logan's has fantastic holiday values like Cross Creek Activewear. Choose from shirts, slacks, and jackets, all 20% off. Select sportswear by Richard A. Evans and Lady Thompson, reduced 20% to 33.33% off. And find this season's newest colors in dressy blouses. The entire stock now 20% off. For all your holiday festivities and gift giving, choose investment dressing from Logan's of Midway, Georgetown, and Nicholasville. MasterCard, Visa, American Express, welcome, and so are you. Stand by for news coming up next with Dave Riggin on VLK's birthday.
Cooking all day, 24 hours a day. We start in the morning, but we never stop the night before. As the day gets rolling out of bed, we put your feet on the floor. While you're getting good looking, we're sitting here cooking along. Picking up steam and putting it out in the song.
W55 News with Dave Riggins, brought to you as a service of P-Rats, home of brand name appliances, TVs, and stereos, where you get more than just low prices.
Good morning. Doctors in Louisville have given William Schrader a new heart, and they're pronouncing the operation a success. Schrader became the second person in the world to get a permanent artificial heart in a procedure yesterday that took more than 6 hours to complete. Several hours later, the 52-year-old Jasper, Indiana man was back in the operating room so doctors could control some internal bleeding. Humana Hospital Audubon spokesman George Atkins says doctors are keeping a close eye on their precious patient.
They've got to be very sensitive to the infection question. Mr. Schrader is diabetic, so there's some concern about that. And they're obviously being very, very careful and very meticulous in what they are doing.
Schrader is reported in critical but stable condition this morning. He was chosen for the experimental operation because his own heart was progressively degenerating. Other heart patients are said to be in the works now. Stan Cook explains.
While Schrader continues to recover from his operations, preparations are underway right now to implant another one of the $15,000 artificial hearts in a third patient. One candidate was admitted to the hospital yesterday. A second candidate will be admitted later today.
It was a close call for a Mount Washington, Kentucky family last night, but they escaped without injury when their light plane made an emergency landing in Jessamine County. The Reverend Tom Kessinger, his wife, and their children were flying to Louisville from Wilmington, North Carolina, when their Piper Cherokee ran out of gas. Kessinger tried to make it to Bluegrass Field in Lexington, but had to settle for the emergency landing in the parking lot of a sewage treatment plant near Nicholasville. Authorities say the plane skidded into a sludge pond. The family emerged uninjured. The federal kidnapping trial of Alton Coleman and Deborah Brown opens today in Dayton, Ohio. They're accused of abducting a Williamsburg College professor in Lexington and taking him to Dayton. Olin Carmichael was found unharmed in the trunk of his car. Coleman and Brown also face charges in a string of murders and robberies throughout the Midwest. WVLK News Time is 7:57.
We give you more Christmas for less money this year. Been dreaming of a home video recorder? Well, here's a deal you can't afford to miss from P-Rats. It's a brand new Magnavox VHS recorder with 8-hour recording capability, wired remote control with pause and speed search, and is cable ready for recording. The solid-state timer allows you to schedule the automatic recording of an event up to 14 days in advance. While quantities last, you can buy this deluxe Magnavox video recorder at P-Rats for only $368. It's our lowest price ever. Naturally, these machines are backed by P-Rats award-winning service. And as a bonus, we're going to give you a free blank tape with a $17.95 retail value. For a great deal on a Magnavox video recorder, shop either Big P-Rats store this week.
We give you more, more at P-Rats, P-Rats. We give you more.
Give you more. Three adults and a juvenile have been charged with murder and arson in connection with a fatal fire at Dry Ridge. 47-year-old Darwin Bailey died when flames engulfed his apartment, which was located over a doctor's office. A Kentucky congressman says the Army Corps of Engineers hopes to begin repair work this week on the first of nine controversial locks and dams on the Kentucky River. Larry Hopkins says the Corps' desire to start work was the next logical step after a meeting earlier this month of Kentucky's governor with a top Army official. Diabetes is the leading cause of blindness by disease, kidney failure, and amputation by disease in Kentucky. You can find out more about diabetes by calling 268-3034. For WVLK News, I'm Dave Ricken.
Thank you, David. This news is a service of P-Rats, where every item is backed by award-winning service. Increasing cloudiness, a high in the mid to upper 60s. Today, tonight, cloudy, a 30% chance of rain developing toward morning. Low around 50 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy in Lexington. It's 43, and this is Stereo 59, WVLK Lexington. 8 o'clock ABC News, brought to you by Second National Bank, serving the financial needs of Central Kentucky for over 100 years. From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton, and this is World News This Morning, Monday, November 26th, 1984. Good morning. That plastic pump is doing its job. The artificial heart given to 52-year-old William Schrader yesterday is performing well. He's still in intensive care, being closely watched by doctors. He's described this morning as looking good, responding, moving, but not completely awake because of sedatives. Dr. Alan Lansing, chairman of the Humana Heart Institute in Louisville, says Schrader will be in intensive care for a while.
He will likely be on a breathing machine for, I would guess, another couple of days anyway, in light of everything he's been through. And he will likely stay in the intensive care unit itself for anything from 1 to 2 weeks until he is ambulatory.
This is Irv Chapman in Louisville, where one of the things that could have gone wrong after Schrader's heart implant surgery did. His doctors were worried about excess bleeding because of heavy scar tissue from a bypass operation last year. And Schrader had to be returned for surgery last night when profuse internal bleeding happened. There has been no further bleeding since then, but doctors still must closely watch for blood clotting and infection, as well as lung, kidney, and brain functions. Irv Chapman, ABC News, Louisville, Kentucky.
Schrader's condition remains critical but stable. Folks in Schrader's hometown of Jasper, Indiana, attended a special church service in his honor last night. Two of his uncles, who are priests, presided. Schrader's wife and six children were not there. They're at the hospital in Louisville during this time of waiting and hoping. I'll have more after this.
Second National Bank is putting the crunch on loan costs for a new car or truck. That's right. Throughout the month of November, Second National is offering a special loan package that makes a new car or truck purchase really affordable. No gimmicks, no nonsense. Just an honest-to-goodness loan sale with a low fixed rate of interest. It all adds up to affordable financing. Whether your taste runs sporty to luxury, compact to midsize, domestic or foreign, there's a Second National office near you. So before you make that purchase, stop by and let us save you money with a loan that fits your budget. You can count on Second National to create the kind of sale that lets your hard-earned dollars work even harder. But remember, this loan sale is only going on through November.
Second National Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
The State Department has no immediate comment on a world court decision today that the court does have jurisdiction over Nicaragua's complaints the U.S. is carrying out armed attacks against its Sandinista government. The U.S. had moved to dismiss the complaint. President Reagan, back from a Thanksgiving vacation at his ranch, turns to domestic and foreign affairs this week. He meets with the Iraqi foreign minister this morning. That could signal renewed diplomatic ties between the U.S. and Iraq. A Somali jetliner remains parked at the airport in the capital of Ethiopia with 108 people on board. Hijackers are demanding the release of Somali political prisoners. Chrysler Corporation executives say they wish their cars were selling as well as their chairman's autobiography. Lee Iacocca's book has sold 700,000 copies so far. That's more than all the cars Chrysler has sold this year. A report today by the National Endowment for the Humanities charges college students often get their diplomas without a clear understanding of our culture, history, literature, and ideals. The report says in the humanities area, colleges often are a self-service cafeteria through which students pass without being nourished. Two sports medicine experts say trampolines are too dangerous, should be banned from gymnastic programs and recreation centers. Researchers say standards for safety on trampolines are not strict enough.
Well, the dollar was sharply higher this morning on European money markets, but gold dropped below $340 an ounce. The Riverside, California paper hanger and her customer spent 45 minutes at the city dump. That's right, sorting through the garbage, looking for an empty roll of paper towels, until they found the $2,500 the customer had stashed in the tube which the paper hanger had thrown away. This is ABC News.
At 8:05, here is this local update. William Schrader remains in critical but stable condition after receiving the world's second permanent artificial heart implant. Excessive bleeding that erupted during the night was stopped. Bluegrass weather, increasing cloudiness today with highs in the mid-60s. Currently in downtown Lexington, it's partly cloudy. We have 44 degrees. For WVLK News, I'm Dave Riggins.
Thank you, David. This news brought to you by Second National Bank, serving the financial needs of Central Kentucky for over 100 years. Traffic now a service of McAlpin's in the Lexington and Turflin Malls. Here's Captain Tagg.
Well, we've got an injury accident and emergency vehicles down on Quality Street. Quality Street runs between Vine Street there and Main Street, the KU building. I don't believe that one's going to cause you too much problem unless you're cutting through that way this morning. It's not right on the main road there, but you might watch for it. The ambulance in and out. Now, let's see. We're still slowed down over there on South Broadway at the Waller Signal inbound, back around the corner on the Clay's Mill area. And I got to get back here with just a second. I got a report of a possible accident, outer loop of New Circle Road around the... I believe you said Woodhill. It was car-to-car broadcast, and I couldn't get all of it, so you might use God's wiggle to check it out. 59 on top of Lex-Tavage.
Tis the season to be shopping at McAlpin's, and we've made it easy for you during our annual Bell Ringer sale. Shop 9:30 a.m. till 10 p.m. today through Friday and save on the best gift-giving ideas. Ladies' fall and winter footwear is priced at $21.99 and $34.99 a pair. And the little ones will stay cozy in 25% off Carter's winter playwear. Deck the halls with 20% savings on McAlpin's collection of nativity sets and fox ornaments. Tis the season to save with us at McAlpin's during the Bell Ringer sale this week only.
WVLK, RDK.
Welcome back into Third Cup of Coffee Time. This is Jack Patty as we say Happy Birthday, WVLK. It was on November the 26th, 1947, that this radio station went on the air to introduce our first tune of hour number three. Here's the incomparable RDK.
And turning next to the number eight sound in our top 40 survey this week on WVLK, the Fabulous Carpenters, and we've only... just begun.
And yes, we've just begun.
Number eight. We've only just begun by the Carpenters.
Thank you, Artie. Tay, we're making memories this morning, aren't we? We've got lots more lined up for you, so you stay with us. Right now, another check of Lexington traffic brought to you by First Security. When you need more from a bank, you need First Security. Here's Captain Tagg.
All right, Catfish. Let me see. Where am I? I didn't find that accident. I heard it. One of the cars that he was out with an accident. He was broadcasting from a car. Then he said outer loop and news circle. And I thought he said Woodhill. I don't see anything around there. I see a little slowdown on that outer loop between Woodhill and Palumbo. But outside of that, I didn't see anything blocking any traffic. We're back. Well, we're coming out of the north end right now. New circle around the Broadway, Russell Cave signals look pretty decent for you. I'm going back over and check around the Harrisburg.
Captain?
Why?
Had a listener call to tell us that one reason or the reason for the backup on Nicholasville Road this morning is they're only running two lanes inbound today for some reason.
Oh, okay. I didn't check close enough to see one of the lanes was blocked off. It was heavy. It seemed like it slacked off a little bit. We'll go over and check on that again. Maybe they were working on the signals there. I don't know. But, we appreciate that. And as we come back over downtown right now, as you move into the downtown area, you're looking all right through the middle of the signal. I told you a few minutes ago that we had an injury accident there being investigated on Quality Street between Vine there and Main, the KU building. So if you're down that way, you have a cut through this morning. Kind of keep your eyes open. I believe they've left there right now. I don't have them inside the press now, but there's a little caution as you go through there. 59 air traffic report.
Miss Artie Kay, such a legend here in the Lexington broadcast area for 20 years on WVLK, underwent some very serious open-heart surgery up at Johns Hopkins University, and it was apparently the first or one of the first surgeries of this kind. And as a result of that, the American Heart Association produced a dramatic half-hour serial that they called No Sign Off for Artie. Jackie Gleason was the narrator of that show. And what they did was they hired actors and actresses to play the roles of Artie and Artie's wife and the doctors and so on. And it was a very dramatic presentation of Artie Kay and his life and his surgery. And then at the end of it broadcast, Jackie Gleason actually interviewed the real Artie Kay. And this is what it sounded like.
Tell me, Artie, as a former heart patient, do you have to follow any special routine?
No, but I have found that being happy in one's work is a great help. And being able to relax most of the time is very important, too.
You won't get any arguments from this corner about that. Artie, I'm sure the people listening in would like to know the answer to this next question. Are you limited in any way in your activity?
No, I'm not limited in any way in anything I choose to do, which never ceases to amaze me.
Yes, the answers are all in, Artie. And they add up to a whole heart and a healthy one.
Thanks to the miracle of heart surgery, Jackie. And for that miracle, we can thank Heart Research. And, of course, that research depends on Heart Fund dollars.
WVLK, Channel 59, where your hearing swings. The music sings on WVLK, Channel 59, number one.
Number three, the Jackson 5, and I'll be there.